podcast is part of the Podcast Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
you know, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those are
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to talk?
This is Doug from After the Fall.
Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Let's go. Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, playing the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM, St. Louis, Missouri, AltRockRadio.ca in Mississauga, Toronto, Canada, RootRootRadio.com on the beach of California, BuildTheScene.com right here in Leechburg, Pennsylvania, in the middle of nowhere, XRPRadio.co.uk, in Birmingham, United Kingdom, you know, where Ozzy's from. This is episode number 536 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. With me this evening is Four for Fall. What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Well, we'll start off with some easy questions before I get to my off-the-wall questions for you. First of all, where did the band name Four for Fall come from? Because I have to be honest, I keep trying to type Four for All for some reason. It must be like a Three Musketeer thing in my head.
Yeah. yeah, commonly mistaken with Fun for All, Four for All.
Wendy's Four for Four.
Yes.
That was my favorite.
Yeah, any of those. It was me and Will were starting a few years back trying to get a band together because we always played and stuff and we're involved in different projects and whatnot. And then knew Rob could play bass and whatnot. And I was like, we're sitting there. I was like, dude, like we need to make a band. I want to get some stuff going, get it rolling. I was like, we just need four people by fall to make a band and get it rolling. And that's where Four for Fall came in, and we got the guys together, started trying to rip out some songs, and we're looking to get some shows down and stuff in the early stages of the band. But yeah, that's where it came from, just trying to get four guys, you know, bass.
So it was like it was your initial goal.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Can each of you real quick just introduce yourselves, tell me what you do in the band, and when you knew you wanted to be in a band?
All right. I'm Nolan. I play the drums, and I knew I wanted to be in the band whenever my dad bought the game Rock Band 3 for the first time and brought it home. Like, I was good at Guitar Hero, but then in Rock Band 3, they added the drum kit, so I started hitting the drum pads, and I'm like, oh, I can really get behind this. So my dad got me a kit for my 10th birthday. I joined a high school band that some people might know as Inbound. We played for 5 years that a bunch of my friends from school helped me build and taught me a lot about the scene. And as I've even thrown myself in the scene in Pittsburgh, I've learned that I just wanted to be a part of this scene because everyone always tries to build each other up. And it's always a great time whenever, like, I go out to these shows. Like last night, I went to Chip and the Charge Ups. They were awesome. And I was talking to Chip, Molina, Jeff, and DJ after the show, and they're all great guys and gal. And I definitely had a great time at the show. It was my first live show since quarantine started.
I'm Will. I play guitar in Four for Fall. And I was around instruments and music like probably since I was like 3 or 4. And then I was like real big into Green Day and Billy Joe. Really, like, I don't know, just watching him play and stuff. I always just wanted to be like him. So I remember getting my first guitar when I was like 6 years old. And I'd always just play along to their CDs and stuff. And then later on down the road, I met Josiah. And then we just decided that we wanted to start writing songs and covering stuff. So, and that's basically just what got me into wanting to do music, just being around it whenever I was younger and just being influenced by some of the great bands out there that I used to listen to. And so I'm here now.
My name's Josiah. I sing and I play guitar. I think I started getting around music through school stuff, and then I didn't really know like what like rock music was or anything, or any punk tracks or whatnot. And then Will, I thought he was cool. He had a mohawk in school, so he said, "You got to check out this band, Green Day." And I'm like, "I guess, dude." So like, I typed him in on YouTube, went home, looked it up, pulled it up, American Idiot, and I watched it. I remember just being like, "Holy, there's no way these guys." I was like, "These guys are wicked. They're awesome. Like, they're legit rock stars." And I felt like I connected to the energy. And after that, Will said he was starting a band, so I asked for a bass, and we made one of those crappy Green Day cover bands. And the next thing you know, give it some maturity, and we got after it. But yeah, no, yeah, just Will really got me into it, and you know, started getting the ball rolling.
Yeah, and I'm Robert, the bass player. Do a little bit of screaming with Will over there. you know, when it's appropriate. And I got into music. I went to high school, actually, with Josiah and Will. And I kind of stayed away from Will because he had a mohawk. Kind of freaked me out a little bit.
That mohawk keeps coming up.
Yeah. I mean, it was a fierce mohawk, let me tell you that much. But I always, like, hung out with Josiah. We actually grew up really close to each other in the same neighborhood. And we always hung out as kids and everything like that. And we always talked about music. And he got into that Green Day phase and everything, where I was still in that, you know, classic rock. I always liked classic rock because, you know, my dad and everyone like that listened to it. So that's what got me into music a lot. And we were also in marching band and different things like that. So we always had music around us, and especially myself. And I always fell in love with, like, John Paul Jones and, you know, Geddy Lee. And I always wanted to be a bass player. And then Josiah came up to me, actually, and was like, "Hey, man, if you like bass so much, play bass." That's basically how it went. So I started using his bass. He got a guitar. And then I finally got my own bass, my own stuff. And that's how I got started.
Could you, well, let's do this. Let's get this out of the way before I forget. Where is your band based?
Our band's based out of Newcastle, PA. It's just about an hour, north of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Nolent. And then between there and Cranberry is where we sit around. So, I mean, we do a lot of our shows in the Newcastle scene or up in Pittsburgh around there.
And with my prior experience with the Pittsburgh scene, like, I live in Cranberry. So I got to know a lot of people in the Pittsburgh scene. So I'm trying to get them to come down to Pittsburgh with me a few times and see these, like, great acts out of Pittsburgh, too.
Now it's time for some of those off-the-wall questions. So you guys think you're ready for that?
Let's go. We'll take them.
Yeah. Let's go.
If you could open for any act in the history of music, who would you want to open for and at what venue? And it doesn't have to be, like, a venue that people would normally think of. You can just pick somewhere that you would like to play at that, you know, that would be different.
Yeah, we're going.
Wow. Good question.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a real good question.
We're going Metallica at my high school. I'm playing.
But like, for me, it would be like a dream come true for Green Day. And I know, like, you guys also grew up with Green Day. So, and the venue wise, like, I saw Green Day in Newport Music Hall in Columbus. So, like, that's about roughly a little bit smaller than small, or a little bit larger than Smalls, but doing that same thing. Like, Smalls is one of my favorite venues, so that'd be a lot of fun to do that.
Well, Green Day would probably be at the top of my list, but since Nolan said that, I'd probably open up for A Day to Remember, probably at the PPG Paints Arena in Pittsburgh. I think that'd be a fun one.
Yeah, I'm definitely going with definitely A Day to Remember. Their shows are just, like, wicked, like nothing else I've ever been a part of. I love that energy. I'd love to be able to match that and play alongside them. They're awesome. And then definitely want to play, like, festival areas, so, like, Slam Dunk Fest in the UK would be, like, wicked, because there's just so many crazy good acts, and get done playing and just watch everybody else. I think that's, like, the best part of going to shows is watching. But yeah, it's definitely where it would be and what would be going on.
Okay, so theirs was kind of serious. Mine is more of, like, a fantasy kind of joke.
Oh, just wait. Christina from the Shadow Event popped into the video comments. I'm going to ask her question next. So okay. You can go fantasy all you want then.
I want to play at a dive bar, right? Like, probably like 50 people in there, but I want, like, Red Hot Chili Peppers there with us, and we're just tearing the place apart, just going crazy. Yeah, that's like my fantasy. Like, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be wicked. Dive bar with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right. Yeah, dive bar with, like, that. The Chili Peppers.
That's like Blink 182 in your bathroom.
Yeah.
Tom would be showering during the show.
Oh, man.
So Christina used to pop in and ask questions, and I'm going to ask the one question that she asked that I really like, and who knows, maybe she'll give us a new one to add to my list of questions here today. But the question is, if they were going to put you in a cartoon series as a band, what cartoon series would it be? And which character would play each of you?
Oh, I feel like Josiah might be the good one for this one.
Yeah, he always has these hypotheticals like this, and they're pretty good.
On the spot. Sugar. I'm trying to think, was the last time I watched a cartoon? What cartoon?
I was gonna say, we go with? There's Family Guy, Simpsons, like South Park. Man, I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, this is a good question. Thank you, Christina.
Yeah, I feel like.
Yeah, you got to talk in your microphone.
Yeah, I don't know. I really.
He's talking.
My mind was. I don't feel like we. I can't remember the last time I like sat down. I watched Jimmy Neutron, but.
cartoon. Let me think. Because. So if we go with. Let's say we go with Family Guy, right?
Yeah.
We'll go with Family Guy.
Okay. We usually go with like NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's what we usually do.
But
choose NFL.
Now, see, I'm curious. We'll ask that one next.
Okay.
All right. So if we go like with Family Guy, I don't know. Like, Josiah would definitely be Quagmire for some reason to me. I don't know why, but he just screamed in Quagmire.
Oh, jeez. I feel like Nolan kind of has. Oh, this is bad.
Oh no,
Nolan! Like the way that you look at me, your eyes. This is actually legit. Everyone, take a look at him. You kind of look like Stewie, like that
Stewie,
little, the baby. Dude, like if you try
to pick on the youngest member, I see.
I'm just saying. I'm being serious.
I don't know. I would say I would probably be Brian. I like to pretend like I know more than I really do.
Hey, and the drummer bass bond that's never broken.
There we go.
Stewie and Brian have a great bond, so that works.
To me for a long time, dude.
And Will has a long hair. So. Well,
you know what? I think Will is Joe because he's laid back and calm, but then he's explosive when he has to be.
I'll take that one.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
So I was going to move on and ask you guys about your single, but Christina did just throw a question up and we're going to go with it. And then we'll talk about the single. Which member of the YMCA band would you guys be?
Oh my God.
Do you guys know Christina?
I don't know.
No, I don't.
I look forward to getting to know her.
Yeah, she's funny.
Well, check out her band, The Shadow Event.
Will do.
The Village People. That's who they are.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It's the firefighter. There's a policeman.
Construction worker.
And I think a Native American.
And man. A Native American.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I mean, I feel like Josiah would have to be the construction man because he's a safety management major.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Or I'm jacked. Okay. Whatever.
So I think that's the obvious one on the table.
Well, Will got the long hair, so I'm thinking the Native American, maybe. You know,
I do kind of see that.
My hairdos are really coming up in this interview.
You know, all reality, that's the one that doesn't make sense. They just threw that in there just for the looks for the YMCA band, you know?
Yeah.
Like that group.
And then
policeman.
I feel like I'd be the police guy.
I'd be the police guy. You'd be the firefighter.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
I always see Robert with coffee.
Okay, guys, so. We're here to talk about your single, Sometimes More Is Less, that you released back in February. Can you tell me a story about it? Kind of, I was going to use the MTV reference, but you guys probably never even saw music on MTV.
Yeah.
I was still watching like Nickelodeon whenever.
Sisters, so I saw MTV a little bit. That story about screaming.
Whenever we were recording Sometimes Less Is More, me and Robert were there super late at night in the studio getting because we went up after class to finish up some stuff, and yeah, Robert's having a long day and he got done with his part and I was sitting there blasting out some vocals, getting some intense stuff, doing some like more harsh takes on some of the vocals in the second verse, and he was sitting there completely passed out.
It's like 1:30 or like going on 1:30 at this point.
Yeah, he was just passed out. He wakes up. He's like, dude, why are you being so loud?
Yeah. Just like mad.
And then I got back because we were in the middle of a take. I'm like, are you serious? Yeah, that happened. And then, yeah, between that was funny. And then we had to wear some mittens in the studio while we were finishing up because we had to get some additional guitar parts done. So we just got them done on the laptop and sent them in. And just being in middle of December, just
in Will's garage.
Yeah, that's
freezing.
That's a rough one.
Oh, no, well, no heat at all.
That reminds me, because we did bring heat in. It was like that kerosene heater. And we would turn it on. We had to only keep it on for a couple minutes because the power just blow out and then everything go away. And we'd be like, oh my God, I guess.
So we're like, we'll bring in this kerosene heater. Yeah. It doesn't take up anything. It's just like, it doesn't take any spot on the, electrical outlet at all. We'll just use that. Genius. And then, I don't know, Will sat there and he was like, he was talking to us, telling us, give some great advice like he always does. And then
for those of you not watching the video, there was an eye roll there.
Sits there, puts his hand down on the heater, and I remember looking so confused, like, man, this guy's gotta have some calluses. He's not feeling anything. Select choice words, looks at his hands. Just
it was on crushed. Like it was so cold in the garage, it like took like 5-6 seconds for the, like even the heat to start kicking in onto my hand,
and it was so loud.
I'm down there trying to turn it off because we were finishing up. I pulled my hand off. I looked at my hand. It looked like my hand was like straight plastic.
Oh,
like my whole hand was burnt. And I was playing. This was before Nolan was in the band, and I was playing drums. And it was just all bad. It was bad.
Yeah, recording the single in the studio. It was a really good time. We worked with a guy. He has it's set up in Pittsburgh. It's called 1301 Studios. He also does recording based out of Nashville and Pittsburgh, both alike. His name's Luke Oxendale. He does a really great job with producing, mixing, mastering, recording. If you'd like to check out some other awesome local bands, go underneath 1301 Studios. You'll be able to see some great bands that he's worked with, one of them of which is called The Middle Room. They're also based out of Newcastle. Great pop punk band. Played a lot of shows with those guys whenever they were in other bands, whatnot. Now they all came together and they sound amazing. But yeah, The Middle Room, it's a great band to check out as well. And check out Luke Oxendale and 1301 Studios. We recorded with him. He gave us the ability to go in and get stuff done in their actual studio, and then also be able to get some stuff done whenever we were in our home studio and get that all recorded on the Program FL studio and get that all sent in. So I mean, even with the single and the EP, there's just like countless at home hours of us getting a lot of that done and grinding out those songs and being able gave us the freedom to be able to write and be able to move at our pace. And yeah, we were very lucky to be able to work with Luke and have him set us up.
Yeah, Luke helped us. Like when we recorded with him, we all had our, you know, free minded to add, and he also gave us what am I looking for, like good feedback. And not like telling us what to do, but being like, do you want to do it this way, maybe just try it and see how it sounds. And he made us like build up that confidence that we had, because we just came in there with like a piece of paper we're just writing, and he helped us fill in all the white space. And that
it was a good creative experience to be able to get in there and work with somebody, because beforehand we didn't really work with any other talent or any other people to help push us. We'll develop a song, I'll bring it in, and with like the lyrics and the rhythm part all set, and everybody will sit there and we'll dissect it, put it together. Be able to get it in there and get somebody else there with a free ear really helped us develop the songs further. But yeah, no, the studio is really fun. Got a lot of cool stuff done there.
Before I forget, I do want to mention that up at the beginning of the show, you heard Rat Bastard's song Full of Destiny, and you heard a new track. I really want to say this wrong. I think it's Sahara, because when they first submitted it, it was spelled differently than they spell it now. It's Sahayra, and the song is In and Out. But I wanted to mention that before we went into the break and listened to your track, Sometimes Less is More. And we're also going to listen to the track Good Day by Half Wheel. And we'll be back with the guys from 4for4all. And Christina has another question for you, which I'll bring up after we listen to the track. We'll be right back.
without your vices, vibes I would like to. It's not my sense to tell you where your life is, cause now's a crisis. I figure out it's all about.
There ain't no clouds in my sky.
All right, so that was Half Wheel's song Good Day off of their new album Good Days, which it will be released in November. And right before that, you heard Four Fall. That's alliteration there. Sometimes less is more. And I mentioned before we went to listen that Christina had another question for you. And that question was, she wanted to know what you sing about, Josiah.
Tell her what you sing about.
Tell him.
Nah, for real. Just like, if you dive into the lyrics, like we got our lyrics synced up on everything that we have put out, whether it's YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, and such. You'll be able to see like the lyrical content. I write it based a lot out of life experiences that I've went through or that I have going on. The reason why I do that, I try to keep it real with a lot of the stuff because I know a lot of other people go through things similar that I go through or that we have gone through or together as a whole, as a band, with relationships and whatnot. One of the biggest things that we have in life is relationships with people. And if we're able to sit there and reflect on that, and it's going to help us all progress as people in the future. And I think it's awesome if I'm able to have that creative experience to be able to share that with somebody through music, be able to help other people out in whatever situations, whether it's through they get some sort of advice or reflection through it, or, you know, they're able to draw back on things even through nostalgia, through the sound of the music that we put out. That's what I sing about, is like my life experiences. And it's in a goal or in an area to help other people out, no matter what it is, if they need something, just kick back to move forward with or reflect.
If you could pick an album that you absolutely love and completely erase it from your memory so you can hear it again for the first time, what album would you pick?
You're hitting us with the hard questions, man.
MCR, The Black Parade, easy for me. I'm just everything about it's like my favorite record of all time. I love it. But there's like also like I could go for like a top five list for this. Like, like
you may have to because they're all still sitting there thinking.
another one, definitely American Idiot. Self-titled, Blink 182.
Okay, we're just going off the greatest hits. okay.
It's my favorite records of all time, man.
Yeah. Well, if I had one that I had to definitely listen to again and like erase from my memory, just because it helped me out so much with a lot of things I was going through and a lot of reflective points, it's by Reliant K. It's called Mm-hmm. It's like MMHMM or whatnot. But anyways, it just like dives into a lot of social issues and questions with life, and be able to, I didn't really get it a lot whenever I was like super young listening to it. But like now, it's like cool to be able to look back on these songs with these deep lyrical meanings and actually be able to apply them to where I'm at this point.
Yeah. One for me is, I wouldn't say more of a rock. It would, probably the album that I wish I could erase and then listen to again would be Damn by Kendrick Lamar. For some reason that just stuck with me so much. And I listened to it on repeat because just the lyrical meanings that he put and the amount of time he spent in that album was just fantastic to me.
For mine, I don't really listen to him much anymore, but it helped me get like more into like the heavier scene and get more into like more sophisticated parts. It'd probably be Avenged Sevenfold self-titled album, the White Album. That'd probably definitely be one that I'd like to erase and listen to again, knowing being into heavier music now and listening to it and see what I pulled different from it than just having it introduce me into heavier stuff.
Who is your Dave Grohl? And what I mean by that is, if you watch any YouTube videos of the Foo Fighters, he's constantly bringing people up on stage that are, you know, holding the sign, I want to play this song with you. So what band would you want to join on stage?
Well, I was talking about Billy Joe.
Yeah, Billy Joe would probably be mine just because I feel like he's the biggest musical influence on my life. So I definitely want to go rock out with him on stage sometime. That'd be pretty fun.
If I think about like how much of a discography I know, like I have to go with Green Day. Like again, like I, like my first album I completely drummed from front to back was American Idiot. Like one of my best friends, Alex Rastari, introduced me to them, and I fell in love with the record, and I started playing like Holiday like all the time on the drums. American Idiot, like it actually helped improve my drumming capability, and I that's always going to hold a special place in my heart.
I'd probably sit there, and there's not a big opportunity for it. I love their music. I think they're crazy good talented guys, and like their on stage energy is just wicked. I definitely want to go. I'd want to play bass with Knocked Loose, and just be able to kick back and, I don't know, go wild on stage and hold the fort down a little bit. I think playing bass with them would be crazy.
Yeah, I would. I mean, that's hard, but I really want to get showed up and waxed by Flea on stage. Like, just totally have him embarrass me 100%. Just to be like in his presence would be awesome.
If you could ask your number one influence just one question, who would you speak with? And what would that question be?
For me, Travis Barker is my biggest influence with the drums. Like, after I was introduced to American Idiot, my friend's like, oh, check out this band, Blink 182. And I still remember to this day just, like, looking stargaze. Like, I was jumping around having a good time, but whenever they played the song Cynical, I just stopped in my tracks and watched Travis on the kit. And I would just pretty much ask him, like, what do you do that, like, where is your influence coming from? Where, like, what can I do to, like, to even come close to your level? Because in my opinion, he's right now the best drummer in the game.
Yeah, dude, he's pretty sweet. I'd be cool to see where his influence comes from. Sure. Yeah, for me, I'd definitely ask. I'd probably hit up Billy from Green Day. I want to be able to, I don't know, I think it's cool. He's able to take so many simple power chords and make so many different, just like, banger songs out of them. Just kind of want to see like what his thought process is with chord structuring. He's an awesome guy, and I don't know, see where he gets his songwriting from as far as that goes.
If I had to, I would probably take it back, and if I could ever even get a hold of it, if it was a possibility, it would probably asking like Paul McCartney about how he did it, how he, you know, was in two successful bands. How did he find the time? Where did he find his inspiration to do everything? I mean, the man is just so talented, world known, you know, for everything. It'd be amazing to talk to him and have an insight on his mind, for sure.
I probably actually would pick Dave Grohl, just because he'd play drums and he plays guitar, and I can do this too. And I just ask him like what he did or what kept him going, like even after he was out of Nirvana, like what he did and like kept the motivation to become, like, he took over as like a lead act in a band and literally brought them up to number one, and they were huge for a long time and they're still a great band. And I just ask him like what kept him in that mind space and thought process of just got to keep going, even after he was in a successful band and they broke up and he entered another one and they just took off.
Yeah, or what's his name, Parker Cannon, from the story so far, never is in any interview, so I'd ask him any question. I ask him what type of donuts he likes or something.
All right, last question. I promise it should be a little easier. Maybe not the easiest, but
I swear, okay, we're not taking long to answer. There's an internet lag or something right now.
That's what I tell my professors.
Can you share any social media links that you guys have? And do you have any upcoming shows or events that might be happening that you want to talk about real quick?
All right. Yeah. So you can look us up on any on Facebook, on YouTube. You can look us up on Instagram, just by typing in 4 for Fall. If you type that in, we'll come right up. Our Apple Music, our YouTube, and our Spotify, those all have our have our single, our EP, and our cover as well of Young, Dumb, and Broke by Khalid, which was an awesome cover. I think if you guys get a chance to check that out, that'd be sweet. We also have a music video out for that we made ourselves, produced, and put out this past summer. It's a real banger. It's awesome. It's going to put you in a great mood. You can check that out on either our Facebook or our YouTube. And let's see here. As far as it coming forward right now, we have some potential news with Yinzfest.
Yeah, we're still looking at, like, we put in the application for Yinzfest because they were trying to redo it back, or like do it, like since they had to push it back due to COVID, we tried to apply for it because some acts couldn't do it again. But we're just waiting on word to see if A, we're able to play it, and B, if it's going to happen, because like I think most of the venues are still only at like 25 to 50% capacity, if they're even letting people in at all. Like Jurgles, I know last night said 50% capacity. Like we'll just have to see what happens. But show wise, we're always open, like to looking around for shows. We're just pretty much waiting for our governor's go ahead. Whenever venues really start opening back up again, we'd love to go out there and play for the Pittsburgh scene. And because I've made so many friends with it, and I miss a lot of seeing a lot of these bands bi-weekly because I'd come down to Pittsburgh. So
yeah. So as far as it goes with shows, also if anybody out there listening or that's going to be viewing this, has anything coming up, or if you're in a band or whatnot, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you guys, be able to network and try to work stuff out. Because we're just trying to sit here, play music. Music's what we love and what we love to do. And only, I'd say for me, a quarter of that is the recording part and putting out the music and seeing the stats and stuff. I love playing shows. I love interacting with people. I love seeing other acts. And that's what it's all about, is getting out there and that self-expression. So if any of you guys got any shows coming up you want us to come to, you want us to take a look at, you want to invite us to play, you just want to, you know, let us know, see what's up, just hit us up, send us a message. We love talking to everybody. I love having fun. But yeah, just 4 for Fall. That is number 4, FOR, and then FALL. And type that into your designated search bar, and we will pop up looking just like this.
All right, so real quick, I want to mention the upcoming guests on the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Next Friday, we'll be featuring Brady Novotny on the 23rd, Gary Burke III on the 30th, Jeff Benton on November 6th, Gonto and Friends on the 13th, Three Vultures, who are technically out of Ohio, but their drummer is originally from Butler. Then we have Half Will coming in on the 20th. Brad Abbott on the 27th, Royal Honey on December 4th, Joel Miller on the 11th of December. He's the author of Memoir of a Roadie. You can check that book out. I read it in one day. It's 485 pages. It's awesome. Robert Wagner on December 18th. The 25th is open. It's Christmas Day, but if anybody would like to do an interview, pre-record like we did tonight, and release that episode on Christmas Day, drop me an email, bill@billdesine.com. Parabellum will be here on January 1st. After the Fall on January 8th. Corners of Sanctuary on January the 15th. And if you'd like to book an episode after that, same thing, bill@billdesine.com. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with me tonight.
Thank you so much for having us. Yeah, thanks for having us, man. An awesome lineup thank coming up, too.
Thank you. Make sure you check out buildtoscene.com. Check out 4for Fall at facebook.com. I can't do that now. Did you guys? That alliteration thing. Yeah,
you got it. Yeah.
It's not just.
Can't forget it.
Everybody.
It's facebook.com/4for Fall. And I'll spell it out as well. It's the number 4, FORFALL. You can find them through the show notes of this episode. I will have links to a good amount of their social media, including a direct link to the track. Sometimes less is more on Spotify. And you know, just come out when we're allowed to go back into the venues, a little more consistently than we currently are, make sure you check them out and head out to one of their shows. Also I do want to mention the next two bands that you're going to hear on the show. You're going to hear a little bit of kind of like a grunge sound from the band Zom off their Nebulous album. The track is called Bird on a Wire. And then we got some brand new Feast on the Fallen. And that track is called Waste Moreland. And that's going to be the heaviest track you hear on this episode. So once again, I want to thank you guys for coming out. And
thank you.
And those of you that hung out in the chat room with us, thank you for participating and listening in. And for those of you that are always checking out the show, I want to thank you as well. My name is Bill. This has been episode number 536 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Check us out at parockshow.com. We'll be right back.
This episode of the Pennsylvania Rock Show has ended, but be sure to subscribe to be introduced to more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Don't forget to rate and review the show, and we'll see you on the next episode.